Wednesday morning brew. Here we are. You ready?
Back at it for another day.
You ready?
Got a chock full morning full of some entertaining stuff, plus some tickets to the I Love the 90s show coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. So be sure you're listening for a chance to win that. We're going to play another fun 90s themed game today.
Have you? So you've kind of just taken that over. Have you come up with any brilliant ideas for that? Because I don't have any.
Yeah, no, I got a couple. Okay. I got a couple of ideas bouncing around in my head right now.
Okay,
not sure which one I'm going to go with.
We'll see what one falls out of his ear, and we'll.
That's just earwax.
Gross.
Before we get to that later on this morning, there is a. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
I guess this guy.
But yeah, in this case, I feel like that's a bad idea, and hopefully, everybody with that puts money toward this. I don't know, takes out an insurance policy or something. I don't know. Plus, of course, Nick's nonsense is on the way and song and sixties on the way in a couple minutes. I got a song in my mind that I'll get you and Tony to try to guess.
Okay.
Coming up in a little bit. Let us play song in 60 here this morning. I got a song in my mind. We'll see if you and Tony can guess and see who gets it done first this morning. But we need to really get into things too much here besides just diving into the song. Are you ready to go, Tony?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. So song in 60 this morning starts, that is not a timer, starts right now. Rapper, East Coast, Brooklyn,
I have no idea.
Jay-Z.
Okay. Oh, yes, Jay-Z.
Okay, good.
There we go. So that's a good start.
East Coast rapper. All right, now onto the song.
Okay.
So, Brooklyn,
New York.
Ah, what's the name of the song?
Concrete Jungle. I love New York, New York City.
Come on, come on.
Everyone out there right now is going, it's this.
Yes, it has Alicia Keys in it.
Ten seconds. Something big.
Okay.
Big.
Da 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 da.
Big Darth.
No. That's the time. Empire. State of Mind.
Dang it. Well, I clearly knew what the song was, but
you did
get the title right. Yes.
Nerd. I mix. What a wait. Morning brew. Good morning.
Hello.
Happy Wednesday.
So, you remember the Firefest thing that was a giant epic failure?
I do remember this, yes.
Like, a scam, basically. The guy went to jail, didn't he, the organizer?
Several years, I think.
Yeah.
But I think he was released from jail a couple years ago, maybe.
Yeah. So, and there was documentary, like Netflix and Hulu both had their own documentary about the mess that it was.
Correct.
So the guy's named Billy McFarland. He's insisted he's learned from his mistakes and he's going to try again. Firefest 2.0 is a thing.
Serious?
Yeah, he's serious. Apparently it's planned for next year, 2025. He was released from jail in 2022.
Uh-huh.
And basically got out of jail and started planning because he's had a couple years to start figuring things out for what's kind of being referred to by as Fire Festival 2.0, FYRE.
Okay.
So according to a NBC News report, he's confirmed that Fire Festival 2 will kick off on an unspecified private island off the Caribbean coast of Mexico, April 25th of next year. Okay. And it'll come to a close on the 28th.
Okay.
So next April. As things currently stand, anybody who might go can get one of a limited number of tickets. Cause again, it's a whole like destination thing, limited number of, that's part of the deal. Mm-hmm. So here are the ticket packages price wise. I don't know about all the details of what it all comes with, but the fire starter ticket is $1,400.
Holy cow.
The fire VIP ticket is $5,000. The Fire Artist Pass ticket is $25,000. And there's one more, but wait, there's more. The Prometheus ticket.
The Prometheus ticket.
Is,
of course he is.
$1.1 million.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, I see people like getting involved in this just because it is what it is, and hoping. I almost think that
it's
they
like
hope,
being part of a real life meme.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
And secretly hoping that it does go pear shaped again, so they're part of like the documentary part two. I don't know, but I certainly would not give this guy after watching. I think the net. I didn't know Hulu did one.
They both did one. Yeah.
Okay. After watching the Netflix documentary, which by the way has one of the best scenes ever in a documentary. right?
Yeah.
Am I not wrong?
Yeah.
Is crazy. Like, don't give this guy a dime of your money, especially with no details. Like, didn't like the highest price package? It doesn't come with many details except for you'll get like yacht access.
Well, so it says, you know, luxury like, yachts, very, scuba diving, island hopping.
Yeah, it's very non-specific. So I'd be a little scared leery of that. Yeah, a little bit.
For $100, I'd be a little leery.
Yep.
He's asking people to give him money. So one of two things is going to happen. Either one, nobody's going to do it. I don't believe that's the case. Or
no,
two,
he'll sell tickets. Yeah.
The more likely scenario is people do it and maybe it works out.
Maybe.
But maybe it doesn't.
See, I thought for sure when I saw this story that somebody else, like another company, bought the brand.
No.
Was going to try to relaunch it, just kind of, have some fun with it, but actually try to do something with it.
No way.
But no, same guy out of jail doing the same thing. Interesting.
You know.
Interesting.
Like, my worry is this. What evidence is there that he's changed anything?
Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing.
No
you're
evidence.
You just got to give it a shot, man.
I guess it's...
Roll the dice.
Yeah, just, you know, faith and fire, I guess, or something
faith
like that.
Faith and fire? No, thanks.
Nick's Nonsense is on the way in a couple minutes here and Mix It Away. Good morning. Nick's Nonsense here on a Wednesday morning, and we head to Seattle.
Okay.
Where there is a very odd landmark of sorts that developed. It was a Cybertruck.
Okay,
that became a landmark. Now, there's actually a conclusion to this story.
For somebody to become a landmark, it's got to just be there, right?
And it was just there.
So what happened?
So the Cybertruck appeared to have gotten some pretty serious damage to the rear end. I mean, if you look at, there's a picture in the story, if you happen to look at it.
Yeah.
Like, you can see that the rear tire's all busted up and there's some damage done to it. So somehow it ended up on the side of this street in Seattle, but it was there long enough, and enough savvy people online actually kind of made a landmark out of it. It actually ended up with a point on Google Maps, so you could actually go and find it. People would go visit it, check it out. So it's been there for a while. The end of the story, though, is that just yesterday, it was hauled away.
Oh, no, I guess no more landmark.
So the landmark, as mysteriously as it popped up as far as the public is concerned.
Yeah.
Poof, gone.
Gone.
Yeah. some people are comparing it to, I'm not super familiar with this, but the rat hole in Chicago, are you familiar with that?
No
landmark?
Idea. No idea.
I have no idea what that is either. So one Reddit user commented on the situation saying, I went by there one evening on my way to dinner. The owner was outside, was not happy that there were people there. Apparently, there was somebody that hit it a few weeks ago trying to figure out insurance and what to do with the situation. And,
right.
And so that's kind of how it came to be. So apparently it was just left there. And I can't imagine in a city as big as Seattle and knowing, like, because I've been there a couple times, there aren't, like around here, if you get out of downtown, there's areas where you could leave a vehicle and it would just be okay.
But you know some of those places?
No.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, there are roads where there's room.
For sure. Yeah, there's...
But a big city like that, you know, it's taking up somebody's parking spot in front of their apartment or their house or something. Those people can't be happy.
But it's a cool Cybertruck, man.
It is. The only thing that's a little disappointing is, you know, it isn't flashy. It's the classic Cybertruck, just the silver. No cool paint jobs, nothing, you know.
Wow.
So, a little disappointing.
Lame then, yeah.
I know, exactly. So, very odd landmark. With more of these being out in the wild now, what are the odds we see more?
I'm going to turn it into a nice planter. You know, like a nice, or a garden of some sort, you know?
Just, yeah.
I like it.
Pop the hood open and do some stuff with it. All right, there's Nick's Nonsense for this morning. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here and Mix It Away.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday, 7:04, and it is currently 58 degrees. We're looking for a high today in the low 80s today in the Twin Ports area. Definitely felt warm yesterday afternoon. We got a little staff outing outside.
Yeah, why we were beating the B105 morning show.
Yep.
We'll get into that later, but exactly. we handed it to
we
them.
Did. We did. We so, 83, mostly sunny today. Tomorrow will be slightly cooler, 78 in the Twin Ports area, some patchy fog to start the day. Around 80 again on Friday. Now, get into this weekend. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s. There's a chance some rain showers maybe on Saturday, maybe a rumble of thunder on Sunday, but no washouts. Of course, the Duluth October Festival going on this weekend. So maybe a little drizzle off and on you might need to be aware of, but there's big tents, and so if you're going to go, you can probably easily dodge inside and do that.
Oh, I think so, yeah. Fans of Broadway will be excited that the Deck now has a new Broadway series that they're kicking off in 2025. I know Nick is all ready to go to see.
Yeah.
To go check out the Broadway classic Chicago, a musical based on the 1990 film Pretty Woman.
Okay.
Nick's favorite. And a musical based on the 2004 film Mean Girls, which, of course, was written and helped produced by Tina Fey.
They didn't, yeah.
And finally, are you ready for this? We're going to this one.
Ooh.
We're teaming up. We're squadding up for 30 years of Riverdance. Riverdance, a new generation. This new production celebrating 30 years of Riverdance will feature new choreography,
wow,
costumes, and state-of-the-art lighting. Tickets, season tickets are as low as $139 for all shows. They go on sale Friday, and you can get more details about the new Broadway season at the Deck on the Mix 108 app or at Mix108.com.
You mentioned going to it, but aren't you in it? Aren't you Tony Fleetfoot? Aren't you going to be out there, you know?
Tony what?
Tony Fleetfoot?
Fleetfoot?
Yeah.
Is that what they call, what is?
I don't know.
Is that river dance terminology that I'm not aware of?
I literally just made that up based on, you know.
Tony Fleetfoot, I like that. Yeah. I have no idea what it means, but I like the sound of it. Are you kidding me? I couldn't fit in those costumes. Have you seen the costumes that they wear?
Make one for you.
I don't know about that. They do some pretty wild moves in the river dance.
Yeah, that's true.
I can maybe gritty. That's about it. Maybe on a good day.
There we go. We'll get Tony gritty.
Couple cocktails and maybe I'll gritty across the floor, but I ain't river dancing.
Part of Tony's rider. I need three strong drinks. Thank you.
But I would go see Mean Girls, and I would go see Pretty Woman, maybe.
Okay.
I think, you know.
No, I mean,
like, good shows. I like Broadway shows.
There's a variety of shows that they're offering there. So there's, you know, something for everybody.
A little something for everybody. And they already say they're working on season two.
Nice.
So
okay. All right.
Maybe we'll get more Broadway in 2025.
More culture.
Stay tuned.
Very cool. Coming up later on this morning, if you want to go and see the Isle of the 90s tour stop coming to the Northland later this week, we have your chance to win.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Tone Loke, Two Live Crew, all going to be at Black Bear Casino on Saturday night. And maybe you will be too. Stick around after the 8 o'clock hour. We'll play a little 90s themed game for your chance to win some tickets to that show on Saturday night.
Mix 108 Morning Brew, good morning and happy Wednesday. Tony's once again getting the chance to relive his breakdancing days. He's got the moves over there a little bit.
I did breakdance. I had a piece of cardboard dedicated for breakdancing. I took classes.
You could go out and there's probably some cardboard out there for you. Could get you breakdancing this morning on the street.
See any cardboard,
on the far side, there's a box. There's a box on the far side hanging off.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
See? And we can build a platform for you. Okay, anyway.
There's a shopping cart on Superior Street right now.
Just
sitting there.
Like a mobile lumber yard.
Yeah.
So the reason we're playing this music and talking about breakdancing a little bit is because, maybe surprising to some, the viral breakdancer from the Olympic Games, Ray Gunn.
Yeah.
Recently earned the honor of being named and ranked the number one breakdancer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not shocked by this at all?
No, not at all. I said during the time that she was, I don't want to say purposely, but she was definitely being smart, and that nobody else is talking about any other, you know, well, especially the break dancers, but maybe overall Olympian, considering that, you know, Simone Biles,
right,
the likes of LeBron James,
right.
There's so many big names in the Olympics.
So for
Michael
those that,
Phelps,
sure. For those that might not have all the details on this situation, yeah. Ray Gunn, her actual name is Rachel Gunn. She's an Australian, 37-year-old Australian breakdancer. Of course,
she's a dancer. Kind of a dancer. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure that it qualifies.
Wow. See, there you're walking back on your
she
own.
She identifies
words.
Herself as a breakdancer.
So breakdancing was in the Olympic Games for the first time ever this year. Mm-hmm. Ray Gunn's performance failed to score any points across her Olympic battles against breakers from France, Lithuania, and the United States. But her moves went viral.
Yes.
She was like mimicking animals and stuff. There was, I think, like a kangaroo looking move. There was a snake looking move. There was a lot of, you know, different moves that were
pretty much the whole ecosystem of Australia.
Yeah, and that was kind of the bit was, you know, like she was trying to like represent her home country of Australia. So despite epically losing, but maybe winning at the same time, if you look at it that way, in the Olympic Games, she was named recently as the top-ranked breakdancer in the world. I'm looking at the rankings. The website, World Dance Sport Federation, it's a thing.
Okay.
They've got the top eight breakdancers across the whole planet. There's a few Australians, a few folks from Japan, a Ukrainian, an Italian, and Ray Gunn is ranked number one. Now, the WDSF did clarify after this ranking came out, because some people went, what? Are you serious? So they did clarify, saying, this is based on the athlete's top four performances within the last year, within the last 12 months.
Okay.
Points earned in competitions remain valid for 52 weeks from the date of the event. So whenever they do an updated ranking, they look back over the last 12 months, look at their four biggest events, and that's how they score them and rank them. So maybe they must be ignoring the Olympic Games one? Or do you think they're trying to, like, bring a little bit of attention to the Olympic game?
Probably. Okay. I mean, you're bringing a little bit more attention because you're making her the butt of all jokes, basically, right
sure.
now.
Sure. Yeah. One, two, three. Can we talk about how four of the top eight breakdancers in the world are Australian for a second?
Wow. Apparently that is shocking to me, honestly.
The epicenter of breakdance in 2024 is Australia.
Where is this federation located? In Australia? Headquarters in Sydney?
They call themselves the World Dance Sport Federation. Okay. I don't know much about the organization except for that they're a thing.
Well, if four of the best live in Australia and they sent Ray Gunn as the best to represent their country.
Yep.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn more about this organization, but I don't want to, like, waste everyone's time here. Let me see. Okay, so let's dig further. Another Australian, a Canadian, another Australian, someone from France, an Italian, another Australian. There are no Americans in, like, the top 20.
We invented that sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Portugal, another Japan, New Zealand, Belgium. Yeah, even beyond the top 20, there are no Americans.
Okay.
That is wild to me. I'll when we go to break, I'll take a look into where this organization is from. But they're allegedly a worldwide organization. There's representation from other major countries around the world. Just not the U.S. of A.
Weird.
That is a little odd to me. So anyway, Ray Gunn is number one, despite what I think some people might argue. Coming up later on this morning, we'll head forward a little bit from the music you're hearing right now into the 90s, where you'll have a chance to win yourself some I Love the 90s tour tickets later on this morning. Give you a chance to win those for that show, which is coming up this weekend, Tony, right?
Saturday night at Black Bear Casino. Night. The likes of Vanilla Ice, Tone Loc, Two Live Crew, and DJ Jazzy Jeff without the Fresh Prince at Black Bear Casino on Saturday night.
It'll be a fun time, so stick around for your chance to win here in Mix 108. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Wednesday morning. So we got a fun music event kind of wrapping up the summer season, and we got Christy and a band in the studio to talk about it. Christy Stokes from downtown Duluth. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about the Power Up the Plaza events you guys have been doing this summer.
We've been doing them all summer long, and this is really a way for us to activate the plaza, Lake Superior Plaza, next to Minnesota Power. And it's a free event, so it's free coffee, it's great music, and it's an opportunity just for our community to do some networking.
Nice. So time frame on this, if you're looking to check it out tomorrow, if you've not been to one of these yet, what are the kind of the basic when, where, to, you know, that type of stuff?
Yeah, it's at 10 o'clock, so it goes 10 to 11. So it's a quick coffee break, right?
Okay, yeah, nice.
We have seen people just come down the street, connect with their neighbors. It's a real great chance for us to build community, but it's also a great chance to showcase our local music scene and highlight some of the artists and have them come out. And the weather.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect.
We're really taking care of the weather, so it's going to be beautiful as well for that.
And really encourage people maybe not working downtown to come into downtown and to see this, see the plaza. Maybe they haven't been there in a while and seen it and enjoy some music, right?
Yeah, it is. And we have people, I know we have some regulars that just come down on their bikes and just join us. So obviously we encourage anyone and everyone to come down. It's free Duluth coffee that we provide, as well as free music, and just a great way to build community. Yeah. And as you said, I mean, Lake Superior Plaza is just such a beautiful place.
It really is.
It is.
And it's sometimes hidden that people might not have seen it. So it's a great way to do that too.
It is easy if you're just cruising through downtown to just, you know, not, if you're not looking around to just kind of drive by it, but yeah, to actually stop and check it out and check out these music things. So this is, how long have you, is it just this year? Has it been a couple years now you've done this?
We've done it a couple years since the pandemic.
Okay.
So once we got out of the pandemic, we said, we need to build community again.
Yes.
Yeah, people were so used to being so separate from each other. And so this was a great way to start that off and get people connected. If people don't know where the plaza is, it's at the corner of Lake and Superior.
Exactly. It's a great place to see live music, too. I've seen some music down there. It's a great place.
Nice.
And we'll... Speaking of music.
Speaking of live music, so Christy, we've got the band that's going to be there. Now, they actually kicked off the season two, correct?
They did. So they're bookending it for us. So they kicked it off. A great way to kick it off. And now they're going to finish it up for us as well.
It's a band you might be pretty familiar with, a local band in Decent Proposal. We've got Josh and Jevin and Terry all in studio as well. So, guys, what can people expect from the show as we get things going later on today?
Oh, man. Pyro. We have... We talked to the 148. They're going to send some jets over.
Right.
Yeah.
We weren't going to tell people about this. Wow. This was going to be a surprise.
Going big, huh?
Yeah, really cheap, too. we're going to... I think we play for an hour or so, and we're going to bring a nice sound system and play the best stuff we got for you throughout the summer. So we love playing this gig. So,
well, it's a neat outdoor gig. Like Christy mentioned, the weather is going to be fantastic. And for people that, for whatever reason, might not be familiar with the band, you guys do some cover stuff, but you've got a lot of great original work as well.
Yeah, we want people to come out for all the reasons tomorrow, but also to hear our song that we just released, The Cage, and maybe some unreleased stuff too.
Okay, nice. So maybe a chance to get a little sampling of some other things you might not have heard yet.
Absolutely a chance for that.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in. So again, time frame on this, Christy, just to remind folks, is
10 to 11 o'clock.
All right, so check it out. It's right down the street from the radio station, like you said, at the intersection of Lake and Superior Street, and it should be a fun time. Indecent Proposal, appreciate you guys coming in.
Absolutely.
Hey, I just want to thank them, too, because it's been so fun having them involved with some of our events. So.
Absolutely. No, it's fantastic that you got the connection, and a great local band to, like you said, open up and close down the season, and check it out later on this morning. Mix 108 Morning Brew, good morning and happy Wednesday. Nick Cooper and Tony Hart with you here, and giving some more clues out for who the best master is for the 2024 Duluth October Festival,
which is this weekend at Bayfront Park. Lots of fun activities, lots of German beer, food,
the Kinderplatz. Don't forget about the Kinderplatz, the kids' stuff. Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock is when things get going.
So we have the Festmaster coming in tomorrow. Is that right? We reveal who it is?
I think we're going to record it for Friday morning.
Oh, my bad.
I think is the plan.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
So we'll give you some clues today. We'll give you some clues tomorrow. And then Friday
is the reveal day. Okay.
Yeah, of course, if you don't know the deal, it's usually a local dignitary. Somebody people would know from the Twin Ports areas is the deal. And so we've been given some clues so far. We've shared that this individual has a dog named Leo.
Leo. Lapel pins.
Yep. Lapel pins. Impressive sock collection. And protein shakes are a go-to lunch option. No new clues for you. This individual loves a good run. I've actually seen this person run in the, I don't know if it was the half or the full marathon, but one of the grandma's events. Okay. Saw this person come across the finish line a couple times. And this person also is a pilot. Can fly. Licensed to fly.
Oh. Like so, Maverick.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe not quite.
I don't know if it's at that level. Or I don't know.
Maybe.
We'll have to get more specification.
We will. So they can fly, though. I don't know if I have a plate or not, but they can fly.
Okay.
So those are your latest hits. And again, if you want to see the events for this weekend's Duluth October Festivals, we mentioned some of the different things for the entire family. Golden Keg by the Unknown Festmaster, we've been given clues for, gets tapped at 4 on Friday. And then things get going all the way into the afternoon and evening.
Cool.
And then again, Saturday and Sunday, music, games, the whole deal. You can see it all on the Mix mobile app, mixit08.com. Next hour, I Love the 90s Tour, Tony.
Yes, I Love the 90s Tour. We're going to play a new game today called 90s Twisted Titles. So stick around for that. That's on the way for your tickets to see I Love the 90s Saturday night at Black Bear Casino. So stick around. That's all coming up here on the Morning Brew on Mix 108.
It's very...
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock and 60 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. We're going to see a high today, low 80s, mostly sunny tonight, partly cloudy. Now, there might be some overnight fog that does develop in some places, and why you might want to be aware of that is we are in the middle of a couple nights of Northern Lights viewing opportunities. Last night was one of the better opportunities. It was kind of hazy in Duluth, though. I don't know how it was away from the lake. Yes?
No, nothing.
Okay, I was that?
No, never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not reacting to you. I'm reacting to
something else. Completely. Like, did I say something wrong?
Something that you'll get a kick out of.
Oh. Tomorrow, we're going to see temperatures upper 70s, burning off whatever fog does develop overnight tonight. And then Friday, we end the week 77 and sunny. Now, there is another better chance of Northern Lights viewing tomorrow night as well. So if the sky does remain clear, get away from town, get away from the city lights, you might be able to get another look. If you want some details, we have that on the Mix mobile app, mixit08.com. Look at the weekend forecast. We're going to see temperatures slightly cooler, mid-70s. There are some shower chances on Saturday and maybe a pop-up thunderstorm on Sunday, but no washouts for the weekend.
You can read more about this on the Mix 108 app or at mix108.com, but Essentia Health announced that it has started the process of informing patients that due to excessive prior authorization requirements and denial of care, they will no longer serve as an in-network provider for Medicare Advantage plans administered by United Healthcare and Humana. This change will be effective Wednesday, January 1st, 2025. According to Essentia, United Healthcare and Humana delay and deny care approval for their patients at more than twice the rate of other Medicare Advantage plans. These denials and delays cause unnecessary hardships for many Essentia patients. You can read more on the Mix 108 app or at mix108.com.
Yikes.
Coming up here, we got your chance to win tickets to go check out the I Love the 90s Tour.
Let's go.
It's going to be at Black Bear Casino on Saturday night. Vanilla Ice, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Tone Loc, two live crew all going to be in the house. You might be there as well if you win our Twisted Title game coming up here in just a few minutes. So stick around. Plus a TikTok treasure on the way from a lady. Well, let's just say she thinks the warning lights on her car are just a suggestion.
They're not warnings.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. Coming exactly. Up here in just a few minutes.
Arr, matey. It's time to dig in me chest and check out Tony's TikTok treasures. What will we find in there today?
Emily had a little car problems, had some car problems, and she shared those problems where everybody shares their problems these days on TikTok, right?
Sure.
So she took to TikTok to explain the problems with her vehicle, and, well, it turns out that she is probably to blame for this.
What is the longest you have gone without getting an oil change? Me personally, I think it's been about 2 years.
Yeah. Are you a person that keeps up with oil changes pretty regularly?
Yeah.
Pretty good? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important. I used to not be, but now I'm, you know, I'm always on it now.
Even if you're not driving regularly.
Especially with a vehicle with like over 100,000 miles. I'm on it all the time.
Yep.
Got to be on it.
Okay, so backstory. My car is busted, and I've talked to my husband, my father-in-law, my best friend's husband, some other men that I know, and they're all saying that I have a blown head gasket due to not properly taking care of my car, basically due to not getting oil changes.
And that's not a cheap fix.
No.
I mean, you're toast at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, first of all, yes, there was a light on, but I always take that as like a suggestion. I'm like always like, oh, I got time. I know this is my fault, and I'm very disappointed in myself, but...
Here comes the big but.
Does your husband remind you to get your oil changed or not? Okay, second of all...
What?
I always have lights on in my car. So basically what happened was 2 days ago, I went to go get Mia from school, and my car started smoking. So I ran in and got my husband, and he was like, oh, girl, like, of course it is. Go get your oil changed. And I'm like, now you tell me, why didn't you remind me? But it was driving funny. It felt like heavy. It was making a rattling noise.
Oh, no.
And then I just got in the car to go tanning, and it is smoking like so bad. Like, I can't drive it. Like, I don't feel safe driving it.
Watching this video, and she mentions her tanning appointment. I don't think she's missed a tanning appointment, a lip plumping appointment, or a nail appointment in years. And I bet you she didn't need her husband to remind her of those.
Wow.
Just saying.
And I'm pretty sure I ruined my car from being an irresponsible idiot. But I'm just a girl. Like, I really wish my husband... I love to blame other people for my problems, if you haven't noticed. I wish he would have just reminded me. Like, that light is a suggestion. Isn't it?
No. No. Usually... Usually...
There's a
low tire warning on a cold day.
Okay, so the oil light in, and I've never driven obviously every vehicle ever, but usually the oil light is red, right? And the tire pressure light is yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow,
okay. Good. Yes.
Hey,
good
heads point. Up. Yeah. Red. Do something.
Do something about it. And you know, I mean, 99.9% of oil places do put a handy little sticker right in your window so you can exactly see what mileage you need to,
yeah,
either a mileage or a date of when you need to get
both.
Or both of when you need to get your oil change.
Yep.
And I have found like my van has a oil life percentage meter.
Yep.
And I find that to be highly inaccurate.
Yep.
Highly inaccurate.
Well, so they say a lot of newer ones that have that, it's roughly based on how you drive.
Yeah.
So it might be longer or shorter than what the sticker says.
Right.
Yeah, it's literally, honestly, it might even be more than 2 years. Like, I cannot remember the last. I've had this car for 3 years.
Wow.
I remember because when I got the car, they said I got 2 free oil changes, and I only got 1 of the free oil changes. So maybe it's been 3 years.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
That's rough. That is rough. I mean, you got to hear that. I mean, after about a year, you got to at least hear that you need an oil change.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, things are not going well at that point. And this is not what her thought process is, but I could potentially see somebody going, oh, they gave me 2 free oil changes when I bought my vehicle. I just, over the course of the life of the vehicle, I just need to use these 2.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not how it works either. But can you imagine going to redeem your second oil change for free 3 years after you bought the vehicle?
The oil's almost gone. It is really dark.
Just tar leaking out of the clumps.
I love how she's kind of self-aware, but she doesn't want to totally own it. Like,
she's not owning it at all. She's 100% blaming her husband.
But she admits, like, I love blaming other people for my problems.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's good luck to her. Good luck to her husband. Hopefully they get the
It's like me getting in trouble for Dave Grohl's actions. I don't know how that happens. You know, I don't know how that happens, but it happened.
Mix What Are We Morning Brew on a Wednesday morning, and got a little 90s themed game to give away some Isle of the 90s tour tickets. Joining us on the phone this morning to play along is Melissa. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
So what are you up to this morning?
I am at work.
At work. Hopefully work's off to a good start for you. We'll see if we can make your day a little bit better by winning some tickets for this weekend's show. So Tony, explain once again what we're doing here.
We're going to play 90s twisted titles. So I've twisted up some titles of songs from the artists of the I Love the 90s tour, like Tone Loc, like Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
Two Live Crew and DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Well, the Fresh Prince won't be there, but you get the drift. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a mixed up or a twisted title of a song that may rhymes basically with the actual title of the song. So if I said Styled Swing, it would be Tone Loc's Wild Thing. So Styled
Swing. And Melissa, if you need some help, if you want to tap me on the shoulder, I can try to help you. I can't promise anything, but I can try, okay?
All right. So
okay.
All the songs are from artists from the show on Saturday night. So here we go. Good luck, Melissa. What's the title of this, real title of the song, Harbor Time. I will tell you, this is a DJ Jazzy Jeff song, Harbor Time.
So this would be
Harbor Time.
Think back to maybe the season we just left, perhaps.
Oh my God, I don't know. Summertime?
Summertime. There we go. It's summertime. So you got it. All right. How about the song Mice Gravy? Ice Baby.
Ice Baby.
Yeah, nice. Yes. What about Chunky Old Marina?
Chunky Cold Medina.
Yeah. Very nice. Good. She's on a roll now.
Found a groove.
We So Thorny.
We So Horny.
Yeah. And just like that, she got them all. She's our winner today. Hey,
congratulations.
Very nice. You know your 90s twisted titles, and you're going to go check out I Love the 90s Saturday night at Black Bear Casino. Congratulations, Melissa, and enjoy that
all
show.
All right, okay? Awesome.
All right, hang on just a few minutes here, and thanks for listening to The Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Mix 108 Morning Brew, good morning and happy Wednesday. It's Nick Cooper and Tony Hart with you here at 8:50 this morning. Currently, we're looking at temperatures getting back up to around, you know, that 80-degree mark. Might be a little warmer today yet, actually, depending on where you are, might see some mid-80s. So
love it.
Very summer-like today is what the deal is. Now, a heads up for folks, if you didn't get the chance last night, I was going to ask Leah, who actually called us and said, hey, I might not be able to join you because she's recording something now. So she may or may not join us. But I was going to ask her because we were at Skyline. We were doing a little staff outing.
Mm.
And early in the afternoon while we were there, it was hot and sunny. Then this, like, I don't know if it was like a high layer of smoke or something rolled in, but it got kind of hazy.
Got real hazy last night.
Cooled
down
a little bit. And so I don't know. I checked. The air quality was good. So I don't know if it's like high level smoke or if it was I don't know what the deal was. But anyway, the reason I'm bringing that up is because if you tried going out to see the Northern Lights and maybe were met by some difficulty last night, that might be the deal. But there is another chance. Maybe tonight, tomorrow is your better odds if you're looking to get out one more time here before this round of chances wraps up. So you can get out and check out things tomorrow night. Make your plans, Tony. Go out and see the Northern Lights.
I've already seen them.
Well, that's the thing. This year, a lot of folks have got, you know, there's people that have maybe missed one opportunity, and so they take advantage of the next one. But this has been a very active summer.
It has been, yes.
And if you don't know why, the sun is, it's at its most active. It goes through about an 11-year cycle.
Here we go.
And this year's the active year. That's all I got.
Okay, that's all I got.
Okay, I'm not getting into like a giant science lesson here.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go into like ionosphere and like all this stuff.
That's all I was just going to quickly say, if you're wondering all this, there's way more chances to see the Northern Lights. I'm actually kind of burnt out on it.
I know. I mean, I've said this before. Like, I saw like the most incredible Northern Lights show when I was like 12,
right?
In like super northern Canada, where it was like pitch black, and it literally looked like, I don't know. I can't even explain it. But ever since then, the Northern Lights have just been kind of meh. Okay.
Some of the shows earlier this year have been pretty impressive for our
part. There have been. So, yes. But I'm not motivated anymore to like
do the late night, especially
on
like
work night. Get out of town and get out of the lights.
I got you.
I got you.
Been there, done that.
I'm just looking out for the people that want
I know. A lot of people love it. A lot of people haven't seen them before, so I get it. Like, you want to see it. I'm not saying they're cool. You should check them out.
Yes.
Just want to make that clear. I don't want any... make anybody like
Tony's just being a hater over there.
No, I'm just it's my own personal experience, really. I'm sharing.
I'm kidding. So, Tony, do we have more 90s tickets for tomorrow?
We do have another pair. Actually, I think we have two more pairs, so we'll probably give them both away tomorrow. I'm thinking, rather than trying to make somebody drive here on Friday to pick up your tickets. Yeah. Okay. So, we'll probably blow out two pair of I Love the 90s tickets tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do a head-to-head competition. Maybe we'll get two listeners on the phone for something.
That sounds like fun. So listen in tomorrow morning is the deal there, because you could win some tickets for this weekend's big show. Now, the show itself is on Saturday.
Saturday night, Black Bear Casino, yeah.
Tony's kicking things off there.
Yeah, I'm the host or MC, so I'll be kicking
freestyle
off
rapping.
No. Well, the thing at Black Bear, too, is they'll give you, the last show intro I did, they're like, they gave me a script, which was like a minute or two, and they asked me to fill like 15 minutes. So I broke into like an impromptu stand-up comedy act or something.
Did you ever wonder why?
Hey, how you doing here? You know?
So that's worth the price of admission by itself.
Watch me, tap dance for 12 minutes on stage to kill time before Tone Loke gets up there.
That has motivated me to want to go this weekend. The bands will be fun. The groups will be fun. But Tony, do a little entertainment.
I actually just want to go up to Jazzy backstage and do like the Will's, like the, you know, the slap and the handshake and see if he does it with me.
I'm going to guess no.
He will.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know.
I'll have somebody get a video of
us doing the.
I don't know what you would call that. I don't know.
I don't know what. There's got to be a name.
The Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Greeting.
Handshake thing. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. So anyway, listen in tomorrow for a couple chances to win. We're looking forward to that. In the meantime, we're going to kick off your workday. 108 minutes commercial free. That's all brought to you by Nicolay Law, nicolaylaw.com.
Let's go.
Tommy Richmond, Olivia Rodrigo, and more all coming up here at Mix It Away. Good morning.